They've gotten their coffee in C, and they're sitting around the coffee table. Now, when I think about sitting around a coffee table, again, I think about sitting around and chatting the day away. It seems like the most relaxing thing to do. But these guys, they don't have time to relax.
Are they back at the office? Is this the coffee table at the office?
No, but it's the coffee table in the cafe, and they've made it into their own little office.
They're there all the time, so it's kind of their seat.
If you think about it, when you have to study, if you go to the library and study all the time, you don't have the desire to study anymore.
No.
But if you go to a coffee shop, maybe you have some music going in the background, maybe that keeps you going. You can study a little bit longer.
And they're talking about the Mr. Fro case.
Mr. Fro!
I know why Mr. Fro didn't like our ad idea.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know the first thing about coffee.
Oh, and Anne, of course, knows this because she's our coffee specialist.
She knows all about coffee.
She definitely knows the first thing about coffee. If you know the first thing about coffee, then what it means is that you know the basic information, like you've taken your coffee 101 class and you know all the basic little bits to know about coffee. But she's saying that Mr. Fro doesn't know the first thing about coffee, so she's saying he doesn't even know that there's probably anything besides instant coffee out there. And that's what James kind of points to as well.
True. So he agrees. He's saying, yes, this is the way it is. I always see him drinking instant. So instant coffee.
So you take a few crystals, you put them in a cup, you put some hot water in, and you add milk and sugar as you like.
It's terrible, but if you don't have access to real coffee, instant is the next best thing.
But I'm sure Anne probably thinks that's disgusting. So she's probably sitting there going, ew! And she says, I've got an idea. Since he doesn't know anything about coffee, he cannot understand that ad pitch that we were making to him.
Mm.
So,
let's take him some of Kitty's Best and make the pitch again.
Okay, so what is some of Kitty's Best?
Well, some of Kitty Cafe's best coffee.
Oh, and maybe some different kinds of coffees.
Sure.
Maybe some of the best selection that they have. So maybe two or three of the best coffees that they offer. And make the pitch again.
Now, this is the pitch to get him to take the case based on how they want to advertise his motor oil.
So they would say, pitch the case. They would say, an ad pitch.
Yeah.
And that's when you go there and you say, this is what we're going to do for you. Check it out. We've got all the pictures. Here's the motto. You want to buy it, don't you?
Yeah, make the pitch really just means make the presentation to Mr. Fro again.
I think of a used car salesman because they also make a pitch to you to buy a used car. So they will give you this whole big reason for why you should buy this car, and that's their pitch.
Now, James isn't so sure this is going to work. He says, do you think that will be enough to make him have a change of heart?
Change of heart.
Change his mind.
If you have a change of heart, that's exactly what it means. It just means that you've thought one way, and then suddenly you've changed your opinion to a completely different way. So at first I hated coffee, but then after having it, drinking one or two cups, I had a change of heart and decided, I love coffee.
Anne thinks it's worth a shot, so
it's... Ha-ha, it's worth a shot.
Yeah,
ha-ha. Shot of coffee.
But really what she's saying is it's worth the chance. It's
worth a try.
Yeah, there's a chance it could work.
Sample conversations. Make the pitch. You have all the materials ready for the sales meeting?
Yes. Let's go make the pitch.